September 19th. Our reading in the New Testament today will be from the book of Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Are you standing free? You know, your freedom in Christ is a costly thing, for it cost Jesus his life. In him you stand free. The yoke of the law has been removed. Are you falling? You know, to fall from grace does not mean to lose one's salvation. It means to move out of the sphere of grace into the sphere of law. It means to substitute regulations for a personal relationship with the Lord. Are you running on course? Or has false teaching gotten you on a detour of some kind? Are you being leavened? Jesus used leaven to picture sin. Like yeast, false teaching is introduced quietly. It grows secretly, and soon it affects every part of your life. Are you serving others? Freedom brings with it the responsibility to serve. Love motivates us to fulfill the law of God. And then another question that will be asked as we read here, are you walking in the Spirit? Life, not law, changes behavior. And as you yield to the Spirit, Christ's life is manifest in the fruit of the Spirit. Law works by compulsion from without, but grace works by compassion from within. And with that, let's begin today's reading in the New Testament. September 19th, Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. So Christ has really set us free. Now make sure that you Galatians stay free and don't get tied up again in slavery to the law. Listen, I, Paul, tell you this. If you are counting on circumcision to make you right with God, then Christ cannot help you. I'll say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, you must obey all of the regulations in the whole law of Moses. For if you're trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. You have fallen away from God's grace. But we who live by the Spirit eagerly wait to receive everything promised to us who are right with God through faith. For when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, it makes no difference to God whether we are circumcised or not circumcised. What is important is faith expressing itself in love. You were getting along so well. Who has interfered with you to hold you back from following the truth? It certainly isn't God, for he is the one who called you to freedom. But it takes only one wrong person among you to infect all the others. A little yeast spreads quickly through the whole batch of dough. I am trusting the Lord to bring you back to believing as I do about these things. God will judge that person, whoever it is, who's been troubling and confusing you. Dear brothers and sisters, if I were still preaching that you must be circumcised, as some say I do, why would the Jews persecute me? The fact that I am still being persecuted proves that I am still preaching salvation through the cross of Christ alone. I only wish that those troublemakers who want to mutilate you by circumcision would mutilate themselves. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 11. Well, this psalm probably grew out of David's painful experience during the rebellion led by his son Absalom. Imagine the king having to leave his comfortable palace and flee to the wilderness to hide. But when you find yourself in a wilderness situation, take inventory of the things that really are important. David said, I still have God. You see, the God you worship in the sanctuary is with you in your difficulty. If you hunger and thirst after him, he will satisfy you. David said, I still have a song. David could not go to the altar and offer sacrifices to God, but he could lift his hands and his voice as spiritual sacrifices. When you praise God, your inner person is nourished and you are satisfied. And David said, I still have joy in the Lord. Listen, if you cannot rejoice in your situation, you can always rejoice in your Savior. His past help, His present protection, and His future guidance. He hides you and holds you, so you have nothing to fear. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 11. A Psalm of David, regarding a time when David was in the wilderness of Judah. O God, You are my God. I earnestly search for You. My soul thirsts for You. My whole body longs for You, in this parched and weary land, where there is no water. I've seen You in Your sanctuary, and gazed upon Your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better to me than life itself. How I praise You! I will honor You as long as I live, lifting up my hands to You in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest of foods. I will praise You with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of You, meditating on You through the night. I think how much You have helped me. I sing for joy in the shadow of Your protecting wings. I follow close behind You. Your strong right hand holds me securely. But those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become the food of jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who trust in Him will praise Him, while liars will be silenced. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother's experience when she is old.